Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Living Well with Ann Beal. Our show is a health show, a lifestyle show, and an empowerment show rolled into one. Get ready to hear some stories of success, healthy living tips, and suggestions to get motivated and live your best life. Now, here is your host, Ann Beal.
Good day to you. This is Ann Beal. Have you wondered how to not let your heart be troubled, as the verse says in the Bible, John 14, or how not to worry? Do you have anxiety? Well, most people in the world struggle with stress, and that is why the English sisters, my guest today, from Rome, Italy, stay so busy. They are stress specialists and are known as the everyday hypnotherapists, because they bring hypnosis and its wonderful benefits into everyday life. Welcome, guys. Are you on the line?
Hello. Welcome. Hello. Yes, it's lovely to be here.
So, Violetta and Jutka.
That's Zuta. Right.
Yes. And you're in Rome this morning?
We are just outside Rome in the hills.
So, what's the weather like there today?
It was beautiful this morning, but now it's got a bit tropical here. So now there's like a thunderstorm brewing.
Now, is that pretty common?
It is, actually, yes. We do have thunderstorms in the afternoon quite frequently nowadays. So, I mean, the garden really enjoys it.
The garden. Well, you know, when people think of London, they often think of rain. You know, it's kind of overcast, rainy, and they kid around about British people not being the happiest people in the world. But even though you guys live in Rome, you are actually from London.
We are, and we love London. And we don't think that's true, because we think Londoners, especially, are very happy people. Well, they are. They're fun anyway.
They are fun, yeah. Londoners are very, very, very friendly people as well.
So what is the difference between London and Rome that you have found?
Well, the weather's nice.
That's what I thought.
The weather's nice. I mean, the coffee, the food,
the pasta, the pizza.
Wow. I mean, there's quite a lot of nice things here in Italy.
And also Rome. I mean, when you first set eyes on Rome, it's just so ancient. There's so much history that it really does kind of ground you. It really takes you aback and you just think, wow. You know, have civilizations really been on this earth for such a long time and managed to preserve so much?
It's absolutely amazing. It's very, very beautiful.
Well, that really takes us there. That's what I was hoping you'd do. That in itself is stress-free in less than 3 minutes, which is the topic we're going to talk about today, how to be stress-free. Now, your book is Stress-Free in 3 Minutes. Well, that's one of your books.
Absolutely, because we feel that it is really easy to access a stress-free state in a couple of minutes, just by like telling yourself a story, visualizing somewhere you would like to be, just sort of getting out of your own mind and into a more helpful state of mind.
Yeah, that's right. And if you think about it, if you listen to your favorite song, maybe on the radio, that lasts for about 3 minutes. So 3 minutes can be rather a long time to change your state of mind. And it's very quickly, it does happen very quickly indeed.
So you guys are experts at helping people find that quickly when they're stressed or worried or have anxiety. And you do this all over the world?
We do, we do. We love traveling. We'd love to come to America again. We were in Chicago a few years ago, and that was absolutely fantastic. And yes, we love the adventure of being able to travel.
Mm.
But we also love the technology, because as today we're speaking to you from Rome, you know, it's just the technology today is just amazing, because you can actually connect with people all over the world from your own office or living room or your own house or anywhere really, internet cafe. So it really is marvelous how we can connect so easily now. I think that truly is a gift.
It's a gift of connection.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because, you know, I've traveled quite a bit, but since the technology, even with the radio, is so wonderful to be able to get people on Skype or get them where you can talk to them all over the world, I don't need to travel anywhere near as much. I do enjoy it, though. I do enjoy saying, oh, I have to go to Holland to interview somebody.
Yeah.
Well, traveling, you see, when you travel, it can either be really stressful if you take it as stressful, but it can also be an opportunity of getting out of your habitual patterns. It sort of kind of shakes you up a little bit, because as human beings, we're very habitual and we find comfort in habits. So most people have their regular coffee shop they go to, they watch the same programs every night, or you know, they have their TV series. They more or less, they have a few different foods they eat, but mostly always the same. The same. So it takes you out of the sameness and shakes you up and puts you into a different
state of mind. And at first it may feel slightly uncomfortable. And sometimes, you know, people say they even feel a bit stressed or they have a few tummy problems. But then afterwards, it's something, you know, really surprising does happen. It becomes quite an enjoyable experience. And it's something that we do encourage people to do, to travel. It does open your mind and it does change your old patterns of behavior.
Well, you know, one of the things that I have found is it also shows you different environments so that you can know what kind of environment is the best for your personality as far as relaxation and enjoyment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's an interesting observation.
Well, we just moved by the lake. We were on a ranch for a long time and had a vineyard and orchard. And so it is strange how the last couple of days when I walked out, because we've only been there a couple of days, the difference, you know, being by water. How, and trees. I mean, it's huge trees. On the ranch, we didn't have very many trees except the trees we planted. And it is a, you know, a totally different physical and emotional experience being out by the lake. And I felt it so immensely in the last couple of days. And I've thought, you know, it is interesting how different environments feel different ways. Like going to a horse farm or a horse ranch, just the smells. Or the smells of the woods, or the smells of the ocean, or the smells of the lake, how they really affect your senses and your emotional and physical body in so many ways.
Well, we have, as humans, as people, we're made up of water. So water really does, I think water does have a special effect on us when we're near it. And so do trees, and so does nature, and, you know, the serenity and the smells. And smells often remind us of childhood. So smells have the ability to take us back to a specific state of mind, that maybe a smell we smelled when we were children, or when we were having a particularly good time, or a day out, or something like that. So they are very evocative, and they do have an influence on us.
Very powerful influence.
Indeed. Well, I want people to get to know you, and I know I talked to you yesterday. I had so much fun on the phone, and you guys just kept laughing and giggling, and I thought, these are happy people, and you love to empower people like I do, and so I wanted people to know. I know you have that you're also called the Everyday Hypnosis, because you have YouTube videos, Lots of them. And I know they're appreciated worldwide for their relaxing and therapeutic effects. Mm-hmm. And I am just fascinated because as we listen to you both, you do play off each other very well. You speak together. And I know you always work together and help each other together.
So how
does that work?
Well, it works beautifully, doesn't it? It's our dream, yes.
We would say it's definitely a winning combination because we really do have fun when we work together. We really do enjoy being together. We're best friends. And the experience of actually being work colleagues and working together has been extremely empowering for both of us because we recharge each other.
And creating a brand together has been really exciting.
It's been
really fun to go from nothing to where we are today.
Yeah.
And for people to actually, you know, recognize us as the English sisters. We still get a thrill out of it.
We do.
You know, if we go to London or if we're in Rome and they say, oh, it's the English sisters. We say, wow. We say, hello.
We're so excited because we did this, you know, we started it all and it was just like our little dream. And we started visualizing this thing and we really believed in it. And we believed that we would be able to write books together. And when we were very young, when we were just children, we used to babble about writing little books and we were both avid readers. But then, you know, it's one of those things you think you do when you're a little child and then life sort of takes.
Well, I think school takes over.
They say
you can't be a writer.
That's a good point. Yes,
school takes all over. All these limiting beliefs and, you know, instead of encouraging the natural creativity of a child, like say our parents might, if our parents read our little story, they'd say, good, great. But then if your parents don't happen to be publishers like ours were, and they knew nothing about the publishing business or about business in general.
No.
They're not there to support and encourage you. Whereas if you went to school, in that school, they encouraged you to release your creativity and be who you are naturally.
If
school would encourage and just the natural talents, just say to each child, what do you like doing? Oh, I like this, I like that, and really encourage it and
develop it, help the children evolve, then that would be the most wonderful thing in the world, I think. But that didn't happen at our schools.
it didn't happen at your schools.
No, not at all.
We were told we could never be a writer. To tell you the truth, it didn't even cross our mind. It was just something that was for other people.
That's right. Yeah.
That were kind of in the loop or in the know or that had more money than us.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it wasn't even considered for us.
Our mother was a seamstress. Is that how you say it? A seamstress? And our father was a shoemaker. So, they had no academic background or, anything to do with writing. So it was something completely different. But we both had this incredible imagination and we lived in our own little fantasy world when we were children. We were extremely close, always used to play together and create these imaginary little stories. And we were so happy, weren't we, really? We were so happy with barely, with not that much, just by going to parks and sitting down under the trees and having little sandwiches and watching the squirrels playing and just doing that, basically. That was just our childhood.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was actually.
Well, one time our parents couldn't afford to make us to buy us the latest Christmas present, which was this new little pram that we wanted.
For our dolls.
So our dad went and he made two little wooden prams. And we still remember it today. The most fantastic feeling of waking up and seeing these two little prams that were wooden. And we were thinking, but it's not quite like the ones from
the shop.
It's not quite like the ones from Father Christmas. But then this curious thing was a little girl who lived up the road that her parents were really well off compared to ours, that she wanted a pram like ours. And she would say, you're so lucky your daddy made it. And we were thinking, oh, well, I suppose we are really lucky.
I mean, it was a funny pram. It had little wooden wheels. So it was really quite odd, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was
It was, I suppose it was being grateful for what you had and enjoying the love that we were surrounded by. We were very fortunate to have a very loving family, so that was never, you know, there was always love in the family.
It was unconditional.
I think the gratitude as well of being grateful to what you had, it taught us gratitude in life, and still today we're always really grateful for the everyday, really. Just waking up in the morning and being able to get out of bed, and just the basic things like enjoying a wonderful cappuccino or a cup of coffee. These simple pleasures.
Extremely
talking to a
simple,
friend.
Things
that when you go to bed at night, you think, oh, I had a lovely day. And, you know, nothing particularly astounding happens all the time. Sometimes we get lovely, you know, our book published or something. But other days, they're just normal days that everybody has. And I think if you appreciate the everyday and appreciate what you do have and create, maybe imagine a life that you would like, if there's something missing in your life and you would like to have a better job or something, visualize it throughout the day. I think just that reduces a lot of stress, because people put so much pressure on themselves.
They do, yeah.
Well, and maybe right now the listeners are imagining being in Rome with you or in Europe as we talk to you, and you're describing things that are so wonderful. I know that your parents are fascinating in that one was Spanish and one was Hungarian, thus your names Violeta and Judka.
That's right. Judka is a Hungarian name and Violeta is a Spanish name. So our parents had, you know, one each. They had a choice pick with the languages, with the names.
So your mom was a very happy woman?
She was. She was very happy.
She was a delightful person.
She made do as well with what she had, because she grew up, we were just talking about it the other day, she grew up in her mother was not wealthy, but her aunt was extremely wealthy. And they had a lot of property in Madrid. And so she grew up in a really privileged, with a very privileged lifestyle until she was 15. But when she was 15, the Civil War came and her aunt died. Well, she claims that her aunt was actually poisoned by the lady that looked after her because she wanted her money. And it just sounds like a, you know, one of these nasty fairy tales. But she says that things like that used to happen. She says she witnessed that this lady wouldn't give her the medicine that she needed because she had a heart condition. Wow. So, I mean, she grew up like this with this amazing kind of story of living in with all these riches. And then I remember she always used to say money is no good, it just causes argument. And obviously she was traumatized by this fact that in the end her aunt lost all her money and she died, and you know, she didn't inherit anything, but she clearly said that she didn't want anything.
Yeah, that's right. But she was, you know, with us as far as we can remember her, she was lovely. She was very, very grateful. She was always telling us to, you know, say thank you for this and thank you for that. But she, you could see she was filled with gratitude in her every day.
Yeah, and when she was older, when she had us, because she had us when she was quite when she was quite elderly, she was over 40, and she was very grateful to be able to have children. And I always remember she was used.
Are you there? I think we just lost them. We were in the middle of a wonderful story about their parents. As you can hear, their parents both did pass away. But they have wonderful, wonderful stories about their mom, who they call super enthusiastic. And their dad, Hungarian, they describe their dad as almost like a Zen master, very calm, very patient. And so I do believe that the family taught them gratitude and love and a lot of the skills that they naturally came to realize they needed to pass on. And so they've done that in this book, Stress Free in 3 Minutes. We will get them back and we'll finish with them. But one of the things that you'll find is Violeta and Judka both know many languages, and their fascination with language and how it affects the brain led them to become qualified in the theory and principles of indirect hypnosis, which a lot of people know today as visualization or relaxation. When we say visualization, what we mean is just being able to picture, like close your eyes or imagine a lake or an ocean or a forest and being able to picture yourself there. So if we choose Rome, where Violetka and Jutka are, and you think of being up in the hills as they are, and the sun, and it's like 80 degrees there today, and you picture that, and you breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, and you just picture that. Now, if you're driving, you cannot close your eyes. And so that is what we call indirect hypnosis or just visualization. It's a very relaxing state that you bring your body to that helps you feel so much more relaxed. And when you add music, as they said, what music does for you, music that you enjoy, and that's different for different kinds of people, then you can actually relax even further. And so in their book, Stress Free in 3 Minutes, they give wonderful, helpful tools for you to relieve stress very, very quickly. And so they've also done this for children in their books, Entrancing Tales for Change, The Little Sparrow and the Chimney Top, The Little Grasshopper and the Big Ball of Dung, which cracks me up. I haven't read that one yet. And then they also have a book about learning English and smiling while you learn, because they love languages. And you can see how easy it is for them growing up with parents from two different countries, and they spoke two different languages. Though they did say that their dad talked a lot about Hungarian, and that called it like a dead language, that they only speak it in Hungary, which is quite funny to me because they really did want to learn it. And so they did, but he wasn't as, you know, he didn't think it was really necessary. And yet, I don't know how many people you guys know who speak Hungarian. To me, it's really, really cool. So their languages and their ability, I think they speak 4 different languages, English, French, German, and Hungarian. And so those languages and learning them made them really want to know more about the brain and how it works, which is how they kind of got into all this. And so if you are by a computer, I really encourage you to go ahead and pull up their website, the English Sisters Zugo, and you can do that on Facebook. They have a Facebook, and they also have a website. So if you just Google the English Sisters, or you pull up their book, which is on Amazon, Stress-Free in 3 Minutes. And when we get them back, they are actually going to do some exercises with you on how to relax and become stress-free very, very quickly. They wrote their book to their loving parents, Antonia Caro and Janos Zugo, who they say, often I've heard them say, they loved unconditionally, meaning that they felt like there was nothing they could do to lose their love. They might disappoint them or anger them or sadden them, but they still loved them, and they felt that at all times. And their parents really did encourage their creativity to flow, which when they talked about what they wish schools would do to really just encourage individual creativity in each child, parents can do that very easily by just seeing what's different in each child, seeing the qualities in each child and really encouraging them in that. Now, my mom did that. I was in sports. I mean, I just loved sports. I think I was trying to keep up with my brothers. I don't think that I naturally just would have necessarily done that myself. But I always tried to keep up with them because I was the youngest of 4 brothers and fell in love with that. And my mom really encouraged me in all the sports and even in gymnastics. And she often said she thought I might become a coach. And that's kind of what parents do. They take what the kids love and turn it into different possibilities for them in the future. But as the English sister said, that can definitely depend on the knowledge that the parents have. And I know for me, living here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it is amazing how much I see as far as film and publishers and production, just in so many different careers. So for me, it's always so easy when I hear somebody who wants to do something which a lot of people in the world might think is impossible or crazy. I go, wow, that's great. You could do that. And then I talk about how they could do that, which I know they're always so surprised. Really? Because my mom doesn't think I can publish a book. Or my mom doesn't, you know, or my dad says I could never be an artist. And yet living near the Dallas area where there's so many artists and there's so many art schools, and having lived in California, in L.A., in Malibu, Ojai. I lived in Ojai. It was a beautiful place. and Malibu. I was around actors and just so many people that easily could achieve their dreams. You know, they would just go, yeah, I can be an actor. If you live in L.A., you can say, oh, I can be an actor, or I can be a producer, or I can be a musician easily. If you live in Kansas, your parents might not think that. And so it does depend. And the Zugos really encourage their creativity. And you know, that the girls, the English sisters, loved reading. And so their parents really encouraged reading. And so, you know, the other thing that's fascinating, which I want to hear back from them, both Violeta and Judka married when they were very young, 18 and 19. And one went to university and one went to Rome. The one that went to Rome fell in love. And so, you know, they decided to marry, and Violeta moved to Rome to be with her sister. And so they are still very much in love with their husbands, and have been married 30 years, I think, almost that. And so we got to hear from them about that, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with the way that they are able to be patient and de-stressed. And so we all want to hear from them about that. And they also have children. One has three, or maybe they have two and two. We got to hear back from them. We're going to get them back right after break. So you guys hold on, and we'll have them on the line to hear back, and we'll go through stress-reducing exercises and hear more from the English sisters. We will be right back, so hang in there.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Most married men experience frustration because there are things they want from their wives but don't know how to get them. Nothing seems to work. Desires are unfulfilled, fantasies unrealized, and relationships become stagnant. Men are desperate today for a richer, deeper, more satisfying, and intimate marriage. Dr. Jim Slaughter teaches men how to have the passionate, fulfilling marriage they've always wanted. Call 817-991-4964 or email jslaughterphd@yahoo.com to begin transforming your marriage into what you want it to be.
Mothers and daughters have a unique relationship. There are trying times and loving times. There is joy and there can be heartache. Listen for Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz, along with her daughters, Danielle and Melissa Schoniker. Come with them as they share an open and honest discussion to help mothers and daughters everywhere strengthen and support their own relationships. Listen Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Living Well with Ann Beal. We'd love to hear from you with comments and questions about the show. Please send us an email to ablivingwell@gmail.com. That's ablivingwell@gmail.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Hi, guys. I hope that you hung on there because we have the English sisters back. Hi, guys.
Hi, we're back. Yeah, sorry about that. There's a terrible thunderstorm out here and the electricity went off. So, but now it's back and we're hoping it's going to stay.
Me too. Mm. Well, you know what? I think that I was able to stay stress-free during that time. I was very impressed. I just stayed calm. So I thought, hey, I've learned. In fact, you know what? I started out this morning very early reading through your stories in your book.
Oh.
And, you know, I think, honestly, and then I drove here listening to music, as you suggested, yeah, very calmly. And I had quite a drive because we moved out by the lake. So I felt very calm today. And I just think that could be because of all the stress-reducing tools that you helped me with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So did you guys stay calm?
We did. We thought this is out of our control, so we have to stay calm and just we tried to do everything possible, obviously,
to get the Wi-Fi back
and make sure the electricity was still on in the house. But yes, I think, yes, it's a good lesson for people to learn that we learn ourselves that when something's not in your control, there's no point getting worked up about it.
And very often things are not in your control.
Yeah.
You know, and people tend to get wound up about them all the time. You know, even if you're in traffic, that's not really in your control at all. And yet there's so many angry drivers and people tend, you know, you get quite stressed if you're in traffic. We always say, you know, when you're in traffic, that's one of the perfect moments to just take a few deep breaths and just really take a look around you. And especially if you're in, you know, if you're not actually driving because you're really stuck, then you can really just start being creative and just start thinking about new projects and new things you'd like to do in your life. And it's like one of those lucky breaks you get really when you're just sitting there. And it's a whole new way about thinking about traffic. And quite a few of our clients have actually said, you know what, when we see traffic, we're really happy now. You know, we're actually quite looking forward to the drive back home because it's our time. You know, we've changed their mind about what they used to think it was a problem. You know, it can become something that you can actually start looking forwards to because after all, the time in the traffic, a moments of your life, they're special minutes that are going past, so you might as well do something creative with those minutes. And you can just look outside, you can look at the trees, or you can look at the other people in the car. You know, if that's obviously if you're not driving. When you're driving, your eyes have to stay focused on the road. And, you know,
even when your eyes are focused on the road, you can still use that time to create to visualize your future, think about things that you'd like to do. If you have a hobby, think about your hobby, think about how you'd like to improve or, you know, your next little project. Just utilize the time, you know.
You can utilize
instead
it.
Instead of utilizing it to worry and think, oh, heck, this traffic's never going to go. And you're still utilizing your mind. You're still utilizing your resources in a negative way.
Well, yeah, you're always utilizing your mind. You know, you're going to utilize it until, you know, the day that, unfortunately, you're no longer going to be here on the planet. It's just about choice. You know, what are you going to utilize it to, you know, what kind of thoughts are you going to have? What kind of thoughts, what kind of show are you going to show your mind, you know, today? What are you going to be entertained with? Because if you think about it, yeah.
Well, sorry. One of the things when you get, like during that moment when I lost you, if what I've learned is if you get very stressed, you can't think as clearly. And it's like if you flood your brain with chemicals of worry and fear and all that, you truly cannot think clearly at all. But if you breathe deeply and you stay calm, you can think very clearly. And I know in your book you talk about the feeling relaxed in a natural and comfortable way, that your natural instincts become heightened and your visualization, your memory, your learning, and your concentration is so much better.
Yeah. It is. It's like as if you're working at 100%, whereas if you're flooded with stress hormones, it's almost as if you have a lobotomy. Your brain just completely shuts down.
Yeah, you're not.
And really, stress hormones are designed for fight or flight. So you either have to run away
or fight.
Or otherwise stay still and hide. I mean, that's what
you freeze.
That's what our natural instincts are. That's how we're designed as human beings. And unfortunately, in today's society, we have the stress switched on most of the time. So our body is constantly under threat by our own mind, which is what is so incredible because people don't realize it. It's like as if you're injecting a cocktail of harmful drugs into your mind all the time when you are stressed or worrying about something. So it really is quite dangerous. So I think, you know, everyone should really learn how to be able to do the opposite and flood their mind with beautiful hormones that, you know, endorphins and hormones that actually make you feel good.
With a great healthy cocktail, something that's really going to maximize your potential. And to tell you the truth, I mean, for people to be in a calm state, that's a natural state to be in. We don't always have to be in a state of tension. And tension is not really the natural state that we're in, that we were designed to be in. As Violetta was saying before, we're designed to be in a natural state. That's how we function at our best. That's how we learn. When you learn when you're in a natural, comfortable, relaxed state of mind. So there you are, going back again to the school system. You know, we would like to encourage anybody that's in a position to teach, you know, to really encourage this kind of their students to feel relaxed, because it's very, very important to feel relaxed. And of course, laughter as well. Laughter is like the glue to all learnings, we say.
Yeah, and laughter also releases stress. When you laugh, you're releasing a stressful chemical. That's why sometimes children, if you ever seen in teachers, sometimes they tell a child off, they reprimand them, and then the child laughs, and the teacher gets even crosser, she gets more angry, or he does. But the laughter is actually a natural response. When we laugh, we release these feel-good hormones that actually help us, and they counterbalance these stressful hormones that are actually harming our bodies.
Yeah, so it's all about learning and about becoming aware.
Well, and I do agree 100% about laughter. And that is funny because people often, if they're nervous, they, you know what I'm saying? They'll often laugh. And so there are people that don't do that, but they'll wonder why people are laughing when they're nervous. And I'm like, you know, it talks about that. And in the Bible, it talks about a joyful heart is good medicine. It talks a lot about our mouths are filled with laughter and how healing it is to our bodies. And I think people want to know, you know, it's like, you know, when it says in Matthew, don't worry about your life, talks about not worrying about what you eat or drink or what you wear. It talks about the birds of the field and how God cares for them. People don't know how necessarily to not worry or not be stressed, and they feel they're at the mercy of those stress hormones. And so they hear us and they're like, well, that sounds great, but yeah. How exactly do I do that? And that's what I was hoping you might do for them today, is to give them some of those skills. And I know just talking about some of the visualization, just, you know, in your mind, going to Rome or going to the relaxing places or laughing, and those are all really good.
Yeah. Well, it's like what they say. They say our minds can't really tell that much of a difference between something we imagine or visualize or if we're actually doing that thing. So, yes, if the listeners, if when they are really stressed, just imagine, just stop a minute and imagine, say, that they're drinking their favorite drink and just really close their eyes. If it's coffee or whatever it is, just imagine that they're drinking it. And they're savoring it, and maybe in the places that they've done that before, and the sounds around them, and just sort of really sit in their own bodies and enjoy the experience.
And they can go back to that.
Yes, those are easy things. I know when I was looking through your book, the stories are very relaxing, and there's suggestions all through it. When I've read these stories, even in visualizing the egg timer and the grains of sand, I was amazed this morning how I was able to really picture that, just the sands on the egg timer dropping. And you know, it's funny, people don't have, I don't know too many people that have egg timers anymore. And
yeah,
they have the ding, you know.
That's,
those.
It's retro egg timer.
yes.
They can just imagine the sand going through their toes when they're at the beach or when they're at the lake, the earth beneath their feet. It doesn't take long to get into a different kind of mental state. And also we like to say that tones are something practical that people can do, is the tones of voice are very important.
Mm. It's their own tones of voice, and it's the way they're speaking to other people as well. So if they're feeling stressed, they may have a higher pitch tone of voice, and they may be speaking quite fast, and they may be speaking a little bit like this. And, you know, that is going to – the problem with speaking like that is that they – not only do other people hear them, but they also listen to themselves. So that sends a message to the brain, and it sends a message – to tell it, you know, it tells yourself that you're feeling even more stress. So what a very simple tip is to simply lower the tone of voice quite noticeably and start speaking a lot slower than you normally would. And even though at first it may sound a little bit strange, what happens is that you automatically start relaxing your own heartbeat. So your own heartbeat is going to start relaxing very quickly as you lower your own tone of voice and you start relaxing. And that's almost immediate. And so it's very simple but extremely quick thing that, you know, the listeners, I think that, you know, most of our clients really benefit from that. Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Tell us a little bit about the kinds of clients that you see, and so that people will know if they could actually, you know, benefit from what you offer them.
Well, anybody that feels stressed will see them. But
yes.
We do see a lot of businessmen or people that have their own companies as well, startup companies,
yeah.
People that maybe feel the pressure of working with a team and they feel the responsibility. So it's not just about them, but they have the responsibility of the team, and also a lot of solo entrepreneurs that are just maybe starting out and feel the responsibility of starting out their own company. And they need to de-stress, but they also need to be inspired and motivated, because we do inspire and motivate our clients a lot to get the best. We like to see people achieve their best potential. We don't like to see sort of a person that's just
halfway.
Halfway. They're kind of, yes, they're doing well, but there's certain areas in their life that could be better, and they're not exactly, you know, they're not exactly feeling fulfilled and empowered.
Yeah, they're not, you know, they're just okay, but there's a big difference from being okay to really blossoming. When you're blossoming, your eyes are shining, you have passion, you're enthusiastic, you're in a completely different state of mind. There is a kind of energy or electricity about you that other people feel when they're around you. And that's a kind of, you know, that's
a kind of magic.
It's kind of magic, yeah, that, you know, we like to see in people, yeah. And you know, just to see them sort of as if they're alive.
As if there are infinite possibilities for everybody. It doesn't matter where you were born, who you are, where you come from. Everybody has the possibility of, you know, fulfilling their dreams. It may sound corny or whatever, but that's what we're all here for in the end. We all want to live the most balanced, happiest life possible, I believe.
Yeah.
At least we do, yes.
And you know, like one of the things that... I seem to be able to sense in people pretty quickly, and it sounds like you guys do too, when someone is not feeling that way or living that way. You can't help but, because you know how wonderful it is to have that passion and that energy and that brightness and that you want that for them. And so you women can truly see the potential in them and know how to get them there.
We can tell, like we were saying yesterday, we can tell in the body language, but also in their language. You see, your language gives you away to someone with an expert eye. We've studied language a lot, and the kind of words you're using can really
reveals a lot about how you're feeling. It's impossible for it not to reveal, really. I mean... It's for us. I mean, we can hear things.
Yeah, like if someone, the CEO, is saying, "Oh no, I've got a meeting now with so and so." What? Oh God, I wish I didn't have so many meetings. Instead of saying, "Yay, I've got a meeting. I'm looking forward to discussing these new ideas in this meeting." Just simple practical tips like this, you know. It doesn't have to be complicated.
No, it's very simple.
It's very simple. It's about choosing and doing things that you enjoy doing, and really learning how to say yes and also learning how to say no.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I know that people who say, I have to, I know that I often will say to them, you mean you're choosing that, right?
Yeah,
or my husband made me, or they, you know, somebody made me, and I, you know, that's really not, unless they're children, I'll look at them and say, they made you. You mean you chose to do that? Oh, you know what? Yes. And so you can see the mindset in people, whether they're a victim or they're really a conqueror in a way, and they're victorious, and they live life on their own terms as best as you can.
Best as you can, because there's always room for learning and there's always room for failure. There is no failure. You can only learn from your failures. So, yes, do the best you can, how you can, but be open to learning how to do new things and to helping yourself as well, because it is important to give yourself a helping hand.
It's very important, yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, I do. I talk a lot about John Maxwell's book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. He had lose, but he marked it out and put learn. And I've kind of experienced that over the last 8 weeks, waiting to move into our house. It has been many, many trials to get there. And I've thought, goodness, what in the world is going on? I don't think I've ever had so many things happen to prevent us from getting where we wanted to go. And I had people say, oh, you're just not supposed to move there. And I'm like, what? I'm moving there, you know, and I want that. And I think that something's trying to prevent me. I thought, wow, I must have a lot of powerful things I'm going to do in Azle, Texas, you know, because, you know, somebody's trying to keep me away. So it's all in how you look at it. I felt like I had a machete just chopping through the weeds and the bushes and the woods. And so we're there and it's wonderful. And it's kind of funny because we went to open the storage pods to get our furniture out and we couldn't get them open. And so we were like, okay, it's still going on. And so the pod people came back, got it open, and we got everything set up, and it is wonderful. And so that was very stressful. And yet I looked at it the way I looked at it and how I interpreted that as something to conquer and almost like climbing a mountain. And I was like, it's the end to all that I'm going to get there. And I don't know what's preventing me. It must be something I'm going to do really great or something wonderful instead of what I could have looked at, you know? And so it is often the mindset that you have, and you can tell that in people. And that is very much what coaching is about. And I know what you guys do to give people the skills they need to reach their goals, whatever they are. How would people reach you?
They can contact, if they just Google the English Sisters, they'll find us. But we're on LinkedIn. We have our website, hypnoramblings/blog, hypnoramblings.com, on Twitter, English Sisters, everywhere really, Google English Sisters. Our email is englishsisters@gmail.com.
Well, and on the break, I couldn't find your actual website because I didn't know the Hypno Ramblings was hypnoramblings.com. I wasn't sure. I knew you were on, you're on all the social media. They can email you at englishsisters@gmail.com.
That's right. So
that's the best way to get a hold of you then?
Well, that's the most direct way. They write us an email, englishsisters@gmail.com.
Yes, that's.
But they can contact us on Twitter. They can, if they follow us, if they send us a message on Twitter and say they listen to the show, and we're follow back. You know, we're very accessible online.
You know, I wanted to ask about your children's books. I did, you know, when you guys got dropped, and I did talk a little bit about just the names of the children's books. What inspired you to write the children's books?
We thought children need inspiration as well, and one is based on there is no failure, only feedback. And I think it's very important for children to learn that.
Yeah,
that you can always learn from your mistakes.
Gosh, that's a great thing to say. No failure, only feedback.
Yeah, there is no failure, only feedback. You know, if you learn that at a very young age, you're going to be so empowered. You know, any little mistake you make, you say, oh, there is no failure, only feedback. You know, that's how our kids grew up, and they're very empowered now, I must say. Yeah, they're really, they are, you can really tell the difference.
Yeah, and the other one, the dung beetle one is about modeling excellence. So you can always learn from a mentor. You can always, you know, you can always model what's excellent in a person. And that's also a good stress tip, actually, because if you are stressed about something, if you think, what would my idol do? Or what would, if you're religious, what would so-and-so do? What, you know, you can actually think, they would do this in this situation. And, you know, it can give you a lot of insight, because when you're inside your own head sometimes, like what you were saying before, it's as if you've had a lobotomy and you can't think straight.
Yeah.
If you just get outside of yourself and say, even pretend that you're your best friend, what would my best friend say to me in this situation? And they would probably say, oh, don't worry, it'll turn out okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine, you know. So if you just talk to yourself as if you were your best friend or your idol, the person you look up to, the person that you're learning from, that can be very empowering.
Now, that's the little grasshopper and the big ball of dung. That's that book you're talking about, right?
Yes.
The dung beetle. Well, I was wondering what the big ball of dung was.
Well, we chose the dung beetle because he's a jolly little fellow. I mean, and he carries this big ball of dung around, which could be, you know, quite a yucky job, but he does it with great dignity and
to perfection.
Yeah, to perfection. And the grasshopper can only learn from him, and he does. And so, you know, it's a good thing, we think, for children to learn that, you know, whatever job you're into, whatever job you do, if you do it with passion, you do it with excellence, you're going to be a master at it. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever you love doing. And, you know, a dung beetle has a very, very, it's very important little one on the planet. And we do believe in lifelong learning for stress reduction, because you're learning something new, it's very easy to be stress-free.
Yeah, and our clients may say, what, do you want me to really start learning something? I've just told you I'm so busy. Yeah, just start learning, you know, learn Spanish or something. And I go, what are you talking about? I don't have time. But then it's funny enough, they may go on and, you know, actually start learning, for example, a new language. And they you know, that actually does de-stress them. And they come back and they say, my God, you've even given me Spanish to learn now or some other language. But they have fun. And, you know, as we were mentioning in the chat we had yesterday, when you learn a different language, you learn a new vocabulary and you learn a new way of expressing yourself. So your emotions have a wider, you have a wider range, you know, so it's a wonderful way to de-stress.
Well, and you did say yesterday on the phone that you can't imagine being stressed while you're talking French or Italian. There's something very relaxing about those languages versus you give your dog commands in German. Right. And so I do think that things like that and learning in general changes your brain. And so if you're stuck, change your brain. Now, if you want to learn more about the English Sisters, you can Google them or go to any of the things that we told you about on this Facebook, the English Sisters. You can also go to the radio, my show page at voiceamerica.com to the Living Well show. And I thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much, Violetta and Judka, for being on.
Thank you so much. It's a real honor. And thank you to all your listeners as well.
You are so welcome. And everyone out there, have a wonderful day and live well. Take care.
Thank you again for joining us. Living Well with Ann Beal airs live every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We can't wait to see you again next week.